Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
You know, the lack of resources, information that I grew up around just kind of withheld me from knowing what I'm capable of doing. The ability to connect and just tell your story, man, is important.
So what does failure is knowledge mean to you?
Failure is, man, it's pretty much self-explanatory there. Like, you have to learn from everything you do.
So, Derek, man, welcome again to the Failure's Knowledge Podcast. I do apologize for the time delay. Nonetheless,
no worries, brother.
I appreciate it. Nonetheless, got a question for you. Why Kirk Concepts? Why Kirk Concepts?
Yeah, man. So, Kirk Concepts is an advertising agency, and I help small businesses utilize digital marketing strategies to, you know, promote their companies. The reason why, man, is most of my friends are entrepreneurs. I was an athlete prior to this, and just going from where I am, from Detroit, Michigan, you know, the lack of resources, information that I grew up around just kind of withheld me from knowing what I'm capable of doing. So being around a particular group of individuals put me in this business mindset, started a company.
So I wanted to ask you, it looked like that you play some type of sport.
Yep.
I could be stereotyped, but that's okay. That's okay. Right, that's okay.
I'm big. I'm
yeah, like you tall, you big. Play. Yeah. What did you play?
So I played basketball.
Okay.
Football, ran track, you know, all the good stuff.
Okay. So the reason why I said that is because it looked like that you have the discipline, but then when you get into business, you have to really be disciplined every single day.
Big time. Big time. And that transition, those, you know, characteristics that you develop as an athlete, it does help you in the business space for sure. Because, you know, you're going to go to practice, you're going to grind, you're going to do all the training. And it's the same thing, just a different space, literally.
It's a totally different play. You go from hitting people to getting hit to just having conversations.
Every time, and the ability to connect and just tell your story, man, is important. That's where a lot of us, we kind of neglect that part of who we are and how important that is to your business and growing. It's just sharing your story, man. Everyone has a story. Your story is probably similar to my story. So it's just like that. You connect and you go from there.
I grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas. You said Detroit. I ain't never been, but I heard it's cold down there.
Man, Arkansas. What are you? I feel like Arkansas cold.
Not Detroit cold.
Nah, it's a little different up there for sure. We all the way at the top. We in the north, man. I call myself an Eskimo. So
yeah,
used to being cold.
I'm not that cold. So we're at the Temple Business Expo. What is your biggest takeaway from it so far?
So far, man, these events are always lovely. They're always, you know, valuable, meeting people like yourself. This is a unique situation here, man. I never walked into a podcast where just on the spot, you're on the spot, man. So I like all the different varieties of businesses that's here. And you can just introduce yourself, you know, meet people. If you can help them, you can help them. If not, you pass them on to someone that you know can help them.
Pretty much it.
And that's powerful because there's so many lessons that you don't know. And then when you start to meet people, you start to gain the lessons that you've always been looking for. And so last question. So what does failure is knowledge mean to you?
Failure is, man, it's pretty much self-explanatory there. Like, you have to learn from everything you do, you know, whether it's a win or whether it's a loss. And when you fail, you don't want to do that again. So you need to remember, what did you do in this process that caused you to fail? And that's where you learn. And that's the knowledge on that.
Hey, man, that's powerful. Yes. So how can people learn more about Kirk Concepts?
Absolutely.
And really start advertising their business and sharing their story even more?
Man, we're on all social networks, Instagram, TikTok, Google, anywhere you search Kirk Concepts Marketing, you'll find us. Me, myself, you can find me on Instagram at emperor.dgkt. You can find the podcast host, the podcast episodes on YouTube, Concepts Talk Podcast.
There we go. Hey, man, I appreciate you coming on. And I appreciate your time and patience, bro. Yes, sir. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.